Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Wyoming lawmakers say school sports funding shortfall was unintentional. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Wyoming lawmakers say a funding shortfall threatening school sports and activities across the state was never intended under the legislature's new education funding model, and they're asking districts not to make major cuts just yet. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Wyoming High School Activities Association warned last week that schools may eventually have to reduce tournaments, limit team sizes, cut contests, raise participation fees, or even eliminate some sports and activities altogether. Potential cuts discussed include swimming, skiing, spring golf, tennis, and speech and debate events. At the same time, lawmakers say they plan to revisit the issue during the interim committee meetings this summer and possibly address it during the next legislative session. Representative Scott Heiner of Green River, who chairs the House Recalibration Committee, said lawmakers missed the impact the new funding formula would have on extracurricular activities and urged districts to temporarily rely on reserve funds instead of immediately cutting programs. Under the new education package, Wyoming schools are receiving an overall funding increase of more than $114 million, with major boosts for teacher salaries and classroom staffing. But some districts say the new system locks too much money into classroom-specific categories, leaving less flexibility to pay for athletes, travel, equipment, referees, and other extracurricular costs. Superintendents across Wyoming say they're now trying to balance budgets while preserving opportunities for students. Laramie County led nation in immigration arrests during April traffic operation. The Laramie County Sheriff's Office recorded the highest number of immigration arrests in the nation during a one-week period last month among local and state agencies participating in federal immigration enforcement programs. Wildfile reported, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Sheriff's Office made 53 immigration-related arrests between April 17th and 23rd through its 287G Task Force Model Agreement with ICE. That outpaced the Florida Highway Patrol with 31 arrests and the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety with 27 during the same period. Most of those arrests, 46 in total, came during a targeted commercial vehicle enforcement effort called Truck Around Find Out, Operation Spring Break, announced by Brian Kozak in a social media video posted April 25th. Kozak said the operation focused on unsafe trucking practices, suspended carriers, and drivers allegedly operating without proper commercial licenses. In the video, Kozak also warned that people breaking laws in Wyoming or violating federal immigration laws should turn around and go right back where you came from. The sheriff's office says 40 of the people arrested during the operation were processed directly through federal immigration facilities, while 6 were booked locally. 3 reportedly also faced local criminal charges. Since joining the ICE 287G program last year, the Laramie County Sheriff's Office says it has made roughly 300 immigration arrests. The office currently has 30 deputies trained through the Federal Immigration Enforcement Partnership. The program has sparked debate across Wyoming. Supporters argue the partnerships improve public safety and law enforcement cooperation, while immigration advocates say the agreements could damage trust between immigrant communities and local law enforcement. Protests over the policy have been held in Cheyenne and Rock Springs. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.